A whiter shade of pale. Well, that's not a reflection of the tan available in Noosa when Justine Costigan went up there and it rained all day. It's a song by YouTuber Lucy Thomas. She does a fabulous job of a classic from Procol Harum.
As the Melbourne nights and mornings get chillier by the day, there are thousands of southerners just waiting to escape to the Sunshine Coast in general, or Noosa in particular, which is where Melbourne reporter Justine Costigan escaped to a week ago to research what's new in this popular Queensland getaway. The good news is Justine enjoyed the place almost devoid of crowds. The bad news, it rained every day, so she had to content herself with indoor activities like eating and drinking. Here she shares with Graham Kemlow just what she discovered and lets us in on a couple of local secrets.
Justine had a little trip to the Sunshine, which I think squillions of Victorians are about to do. The morning chill, Justine, is certainly setting in here in Melbourne. And I don't think it's just because I've got the bay nearby me. I think it's happening all over. The leaves have definitely turned, and it's that morning chill that tends to cause all of that. So you got up to Noosa early, which I think was a good idea, because there's going to be squillions up there on the weekend and right through winter, I imagine, this year.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so glad I did, because speaking of that morning chill, there is absolutely nothing like that feel of that soft, warm air on your skin. It's just absolutely addictive. Just the feeling of being in the tropics again is wonderful. Mm. I can see why so many people who hate the cold head up there as soon as they possibly can.
Yeah, because it's not the outrageous tropics where, you know, you sweat just when you think about turning around.
Yes, and no crocodiles as far as I can tell.
No crocs that I could see. I mean, there's no barramundi there either, but that's the one thing we're probably prepared to forego if we don't have to worry about where we swim.
Yes, I'm a little bit scared of crocodiles. I don't want to get too close to them.
No, I think with very good reason to be a bit shy of them. I think they could outrun most of us on a beach. So
absolutely.
I'm not prepared to get involved in that. So you went for a bit of R&R up in Noosa, yeah?
Well, actually, I was there to do some research for a couple of stories that I'm writing, and the key focus of my trip was to look at all of the new food and wine offerings that have popped up in Noosa in the last 6 to 12 months, and there's actually quite a few of them.
Really? It always seemed to me to have a plethora, maybe an overabundance of eating and drinking places. But tell me what you found. I'm sure there'd be some lovely experiences to share.
Well, there's always, I think, a demand for really good food experiences in Noosa. You just look at the clientele of the people who are going up there and splashing out a lot on beachfront apartments and high-end hotels. And along with that comes an expectation of really high-quality food and wine.
Sure.
And Noosa is very, very lucky, because in the hinterland behind it is incredibly rich farmland. There's also all the tropical fruits that grow up and down the coast, and just the bounty of the sea. And what's brilliant about Noosa is that so many of the places I visited are making the most use of that they possibly can. So when you go to Noosa, even though you might be eating Italian cuisine or Asian cuisine, you're really getting the best of the flavours of Noosa there, because of the emphasis on local ingredients. And I really think that's to be applauded.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's big everywhere now. I think this whole idea of, you know, this farm gate to plate, eat local, you know, think globally but eat locally. So did you head for an old favourite to start yourself off up there, or what did you get straight into the newness?
No, well, I did want to go and visit a few old favourites, because I think it's actually really hard to be a restaurant that has been around for a long time and keep attracting people and keep being innovative and inventive. And there's a couple of restaurants in Noosa that have incredible beachfront positions, and you would think that they could possibly get away with having ordinary food because they know that people will come just to drink a cocktail by the beach. But in fact, the restaurants that I visited that were right on the beach are serving some of the best food that I ate in Noosa. And I'm thinking particularly of Bistro C and a Season restaurant, which have these stunning outlooks onto the beach.
They do.
And if you can book a table there at around about 6 p.m., depending on the time of year, you will be ordering your dinner and having your first drink just as the sky becomes scarlet and the sun sets, and really there's nothing better. No. I think if you're going to Noosa, that has to be one of your one of the boxes you have to tick, because it's such a wonderful experience.
Mm. No, I agree. I saw lots of your social media posts, and they all, I must say, seem to be about food. I didn't see you on a surfboard or a sup.
No, and while I usually love to do that when I'm in Noosa, unfortunately the weather wasn't my friend. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still had the experience of the beautiful warmth and the soft air, but there was quite a few tropical downpours, which was quite good in a way because it didn't distract me from my mission, which was to eat as much food as I possibly could.
Not many women would admit to that.
It's very good to have a healthy appetite.
No, but you get away with it, Justine, because you're built like a racing tadpole, and you know, I don't think it's going to show very much on you. So, are you a big seafood eater?
I'm actually mostly vegetarian, but right. When I'm researching for work, I'll eat just about everything. But I do tend to focus on seafood and fish. That would be my preference if I'm going to go outside my sort of vegetarian nature. And the seafood, as I said before, in Noosa is just exceptional. So one of the new places I went to, which really focuses in on the seafood, is a place in Noosaville called Lanai. And
how do you spell that, Justine? Sorry,
Lanai.
Lanai. Oh, that sort of sounds like a Hawaiian word.
Exactly. So, from the name, you might gather that it does have a distinctly sort of South Pacific feel to the menu, but also to the look and feel of the restaurant. So, it's right opposite the river in Noosaville. So, as all the windows are open, even when it's raining, because they've got lovely sort of coverage, so you can sit there with the lovely air coming into you and the warmth without getting wet if it happens to be raining.
Well, that's
good. Your view is of palm trees and the river and people just sort of strolling by. And it's got a very elegant but laid-back feel, which makes you feel like you could be in somewhere like Fiji or the Cook Islands or even Hawaii. And its food is kind of a mix of small sort of snacky dishes that you might want to have, say, with a pina colada, or something more substantial. So one of the things that I found was absolutely delicious was their little prawn sandwiches in between your classic soft white bread. I don't think you could have a sort of grunty wholemeal bread with a prawn sandwich. So
Probably not.
I don't think it would work, but these were absolutely delicious. And so the chef who is behind Lanai has experience in some really great fine dining restaurants, including Press Club, which used to be in Melbourne, one of George Kalambaras' restaurants. And you can just tell from the menu and the presentation that there's a great skill, a great eye, and a great sense of flavours behind all the food. Mm. So that's absolutely one of my recommendations.
Okay, Melbourne does seem to have contributed a fair bit to the culinary staffing up there. There's quite a few ex-Melbourne chefs running around, and of course the coffee snobs are arriving shortly to check out whether the baristas are any good.
Absolutely. Well, I think if you're a chef, which is, you know, a damn hard job, why not do that job somewhere absolutely glorious where at the end of your shift you can go for a swim or a surf and, you know, enjoy the beautiful nature.
Couldn't agree more, Justine. So where else did you try?
So also in Noosaville, I went to a lovely little new bar called Apero, which it's a kind of concept based on the Italian idea of the aperitivo. So a place where you go for that glass of wine, maybe at sunset, a little bowl of olives, maybe some anchovies, and you catch up with friends and you just relax at the end of the day. And it does that really beautiful. It's quite a tiny, intimate bar, but luckily it spills out onto the pavement. So there's no problem if it gets full. And of course, they have a fabulous dining menu as well, because if you start with your aperitivo and your olives and you think, well, I don't really want to move from here, you can just move straight into dinner.
It was shared plate a thing up there?
Yes, but I was actually doing a lot of my dining on my own, so there was no sharing.
Right. No, I get it. I've just been in Perth and everybody seemed to want you to share, which is okay. Well, I was with a group of 40 people, so that made a lot of sense. But it just seemed to me to be a thing. And I was just wondering how you saw it up there.
Look, I think it's a thing everywhere. And I have mixed feelings about it. I think sometimes it works, especially if you're just having some dishes to have with a glass of wine.
Yeah.
It's a bit more difficult if you actually want to have a main meal. And I know some people don't really like having lots of share plates because you only get a little bit of everything and you get a lot of different sort of flavours in your mouth.
Yeah.
Rather than having sort of a nice something piece to focus of fish on for yourself and a salad and so on. So, yeah I kind of understand that feeling about
it. I get it. Okay, yeah. And what about, you say you like vegetarian food. Did any particular vegetarian dish strike you up there?
Oh, well, I have to say I didn't have too many of them.
Right.
But I did find that anything that involved fresh produce, like salads and so on,
yeah,
the quality, and this reflects on what I was saying before about the accessibility to excellent produce up there, was just top quality.
Right. So you've had lots of fresh fruit, I expect, from...
Lots of fresh fruit and really lots of seafood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to Noosa, I think seafood's got to be on your agenda or you're really in the wrong city. You could go anywhere else and find things other than seafood if you chose to do that. But
well, there are plenty of places where you don't have to eat seafood. In fact, you don't have to eat seafood anywhere. It's just... It really is celebrated on so many menus.
Mm.
But I do have a tip for people who are after something a little bit more carnivorous. Right next to Apero in Noosaville is a new place called JD's Chicken Shop.
Right.
And it's a rotisserie place, but not rotisserie as you might be thinking. It's actually helmed by the acclaimed chef Justin North. It's owned by him and a business partner. And they take the concept of French rotisserie to a completely new level. Everything is handmade. Everything is absolutely beautiful and delicious. You can have beautiful pieces of moist chicken in a soft roll with handmade gravy. They make their own chicken salt. Beautifully made chips, like it's rotisserie chicken, but really completely elevated.
Have they got one of those French rotisserie setups?
Yes,
where they're vertically mounted.
Oh,
ah, actually, they're sensational.
You've got me there, Graham. I was too busy looking at the actual food to concentrate too much on how the rotisserie was set up, but I will definitely check that out. But I think it's one of those places where you can go there and sort of sit up at a bar stall. It's not really for eating in, but there's a few little bar benches and stools out the front. You can go there and really feel like you're having a fine dining experience, or, which I think is the intention, you can get it all packaged up, walk across to the river, put down a blanket and just have the ultimate picnic
by
the river.
Yep, you got me there. You had me at rotisserie. That sounds great. And they make their own chicken salt. That's interesting.
Yeah, so they do everything. And it's not just chicken. Chicken is the focus, but they've also got pulled pork and Wagyu beef. And I think it's kind of one of those places you really want to go to if you've had, you know, a big day at the beach, you're tired, you're salty, and you really want some of those carbs and meat and salt.
Yeah.
But, you know, not just from your average sort of chicken shop or fish and chip shop. So absolutely recommend JD's Chicken Company.
That might be News's new best kept secret.
Yeah. Well, it's only been open a few months, so I think there's probably a few people, particularly Melburnians, heading up for Easter who won't have seen it before. So it's really worth
Well, there is a top tip. There.
Yeah.
A top tip. Excellent. So overall, Noosa's got some new and exciting things. I suppose there's still plenty of white linen and all the other accoutrement that the Melburnians seem to dive into to go up there.
Look, I think there's a really good mix of fine dining and super casual. But, you know, even when you get to what we might call fine dining restaurants, it's still pretty casual. Every place really does acknowledge that, hey, we're by the beach, everyone's relaxed, everyone's on holidays. Didn't see any stiff service. I saw lots of accomplished, warm, friendly service, but nothing really stiff, nothing intimidating, nowhere where you would feel bad turning up, you know, just in a clean T-shirt and shorts. You know, that would absolutely be fine. And I think that's part of Noosa's charm.
Yes.
If you're away on holiday, if you've got the sand between your toes, even if you want to have a really great meal, you don't really want to get dressed up for it in that environment. That's my view, but that seems to be the way.
I think you've got it pegged. I think you're absolutely right, Justine. That time of reflection up there clearly has given you the vision to see what matters, you know.
The good thing about Noosa is there are a lot of places to escape to, and I would recommend, like, if it wasn't a perfectly warm, beautiful, sunny day, or you've just had a lot of time at the beach and you're ready for something different, I would definitely recommend a little road trip up to Yamundi and then through Pomona and to Kinkin, which is a gorgeous little town up in the hinterland and only half an hour from Noosa. So, you know, it's still very, very accessible, but it gives you a chance to see that magnificent state forest environment.
Yes.
See some of these gorgeous little towns which feel untouched since, you know, the middle of last century. But for now, they're very, very charming and absolutely worth a day trip.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your trip. I can hear it very much so. So it must be hard to get back to the cheese and Vegemite sandwich back here in Melbourne.
Oh, well, it's actually nice to take all that information and start turning it into stories.
Reporter Justine Costigan on what's new in Noosa. That's Travel Writers Radio for this week. A reminder that if you missed our regular broadcast from 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, our show is repeated Saturdays from 1 to 3 here on J-Air 88 FM in Melbourne, also live on the net at j-air.com.au. Our stories are readily available via our website, travelwritersradio.com, on Google Podcasts and on Spotify.
Travel Writers Radio is a production of Palette, the professional association of lifestyle and travel writers. So until next week, it's good night from me, Graham Kemlow.
And good night from me, Helen Hayes. Thank you so much for listening.
We are the wild, we are the free, and our fire burns eternally. We'll travel far, far as the eyes can see. We are the wild and free.